overcrowding, drug abuse, drones flying drug phones and weapons into prisons, and the danger of guns being smuggled in are the issues of concern for prison officers at their annual conference in Galway. The director of the prison service, Karen McCaffrey, says she shares the officers' concerns and accepts that overcrowding is a major problem. But she told our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds that while there are only a limited number of prison spaces, it's not true to say that nothing is being done.
I share the concerns of the Prison Officers Association in relation to safety in our prisons, and I want to pay tribute to all of the staff who are working in our prisons and keeping each other and people in our custody safe. Our prisons are incredibly safe, notwithstanding at the levels of overcrowding that we have. It's not true to say that we've done nothing. So in the last 4 years, we've opened almost 300 new prison spaces. We've increased our budget by 33% or €130 million. And we've also significantly recruited additional staff. So over 250 staff have joined our service over the last number of years to ensure that we're in a position to deal with and address overcrowding effectively.
But it's back to the bad old days. You've got 350 people sleeping on floors, and it's going to get worse as more people are being sent to prison.
It's true to say numbers in custody have increased exponentially, and certainly we've seen a very significant increase so far this year. That's down to a number of factors. It's down to the success of An Garda Síochána Síochána in terms of bringing prosecutions before the court. It's also down to factors such as additional judges that have been appointed in the last 12 months and additional court sittings, and that is having an impact.
But 1,000 people were released on temporary release last year. That's 1,000 people who didn't spend one day in custody after they were jailed by the courts.
So when we're looking at temporary release, there are a number of factors we take into consideration. First and foremost, public safety is the issue that we give consideration to, and secondly, victims' issues. So whilst we're giving temporary release to people who are serving short sentences, they don't pose a risk to public safety, and there are no victims' issues. And we're not just giving people temporary release and opening the door and allowing them out. We've got some really successful programmes that give people support in the community to address the issues that are giving rise to their offending. So in many cases, those people are people with active addictions, they're people with significant mental health issues, and they're not getting treatment.
But it makes a mockery of the system, doesn't it, really? It makes a mockery of the justice system when the judge sends somebody to jail, they arrive at the prison and they don't spend a day in jail.
I think from a prison services perspective, we have a finite number of beds, as you know, and we are already significantly overcrowded. If we weren't in a position to grant temporary release, today our prisons would have almost 6,000 people in them, and we'd be operating at 130% of capacity. And at those levels, I wouldn't be able to ensure the safety of my staff, which is my paramount concern, or the safety of people in custody.
What about the issue of drones? Because the prison officers here are saying that what's worrying them is not just the quantity of drugs, weapons, phones that are being brought in, but also the fact that criminal gangs could be using drones to bring in guns.
So over 80% of people who are sent to custody every year come with an active addiction, and unfortunately their drug-seeking behaviour doesn't stop at the gates, and they'll go to every end and every measure to get drugs into our prison. On our side, we have done quite a lot in relation to keeping drugs out of our prison, both from a treatment and both from a demand perspective. The issue of drones is not just an issue facing the Irish Prison Service, it's an issue that's facing prison services right across the world. Previously, we'd invested in technology and an anti-drone system, but unfortunately, technological advancements mean that systems can become obsolete very quickly. So we're going back to basics, and we're putting metal netting over our yards so to ensure that they're impenetrable to drones. We've done this in Portlaoise already to great success. We've done it in the D yard in Mountjoy Prison, where the Kinnahan prisoners are housed. And since we've installed that netting, there hasn't been a single drone incursion.
But do you share their fear, the prison officer's fear, about the potential delivery of a gun to a prison, particularly now that these drones can bring the contraband directly to a prisoner's window?
Well, we have bespoke windows in all of our medium and high secure prisons, Paul, so it's not possible for those windows to be open either from the outside or from the inside.
And again, the prison officers are saying that the criminals are circumventing this by opening the vents, setting off the fire alarm system, opening the vents and dropping the contraband in there. And again, there's this fear of a firearm.
It is a game of cat and mouse, unfortunately, and no sooner do we close off one avenue of trafficking of contraband, another one opens. That was a singular, isolated issue, and we've already taken measures to ensure that that can't happen again.
That's the director of the prison service, Karen McCaffrey, with our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, at the Prison Officers Association Conference in Galway.